You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
It is 7.5 minutes past the hour of the Rick and Bubba show. As I mentioned, looking back today over the long weekend, a lot to cover, as you can imagine, but also we look ahead. Today, we officially start Christmas season here on the Rick and Bubba show. That means that we'll start working in a little Christmas music. The Adlers will be here today. Eddie Van Adler's mom returns too, mom and dad, as is tradition. They will be performing for you, and we'll give you an opportunity to see an incredible Christmas concert that is coming up in Birmingham, Alabama. If you can get here or you're in and around here, as the Rick and Bubba show, you may not know that, comes to you from Sweet Home, Alabama to the rest of the world on all sorts of different platforms. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy gave you a kickoff hour. Blazing Silverman, Rick and Bubba intern, only a few days left till he earns his degree in common sense. Of course, that now a superpower. He'll take phone calls today. Eddie Van Adler, speaking of the Adlers, settles in to his booth. He'll be providing the YouTube experience for you, live and archived. And across the way sits the silver tongue one, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the King's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussett! Howdy, Bubba.
Howdy, Rick Burgess. Friends, neighbors, and associates. You know what time it is.
I know what time it is.
It's a white trash Christmas.
Everybody got bacon, eggs, and beer for Santa.
God bless us, everyone.
Everybody.
God bless us, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That's so much more tolerable than, you know, the other song. I'm not even going to mention it by name.
Oh, the other song.
Oh, man. Yeah, wow. Zach Tyson.
Zach Tyson, it is available on Apple. That's where I got it today and played it. Mm-hmm. You can go get that if you don't have it.
Boy, he nailed it with that.
And
one,
he spells Tyson, T-I-S-O-N. Yes. So just be aware of that. Zach, S-Z-A-C-H.
There's always an I in Tyson.
Yeah, so there is no I in Tyson. But I've never spelled it that way, but he does.
I know. I'm just making a little joke.
The chicken people don't spell it that way.
No.
Or the boxer.
Yeah, right. So anyway, if you want that and add that to your holiday cheer, go right ahead. It's there. So today we're kind of home between two worlds. We'll look back, but we'll look ahead.
Yes, and there's a lot to look back on.
Look back, yeah, and then look ahead. I'm assuming, all right, 12 working days of Christmas. When's that start?
That's Thursday.
Oh, my. So here we go, the first gift of Christmas on Thursday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That'll be a biggie. So look for that. I
ain't been up this time in a while.
Yeah, to me, every is if this administration stays in power, the 12 working days of Christmas is not a given.
Right.
That's the reason why I looked at Bubba like
Stands, it's the 4 working days of Christmas, right. But we'll work on that. We're gonna try to expand that at least to 10.
Yeah, maybe we can't afford 12, yeah, but we'll do as many as we can do.
We'll do what we can do.
We can do what
low
we can
budget 12 working that's, days of Christmas.
Let me tell you something.
You ain't joking.
Yep. Looking for Rick and Bubba, looking for more streams of revenue. So anyway, where if we could find them, let's find them. Speaking of that, new CD out. Come on, we need you.
You know, COVID kind of hit our industry really hard.
It did. And,
some of y'all going to have to get a little more serious about the merch. We need that line to come up a little bit. Merch at one time, we used to think of it, well, that's just a promotion. Not anymore. Yeah. We need you. If you thought about buying one item, buy two.
Mm-hmm. So that or say you're in control of 2 to 3 dozen radio stations. Right. It wouldn't hurt.
Right. Or you just feel a tug at your heart to give some money to an aspiring show that would like to last on.
Yeah, that's trying to remain a profitable business, not a charity.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, we will look back. A lot happened. What a great weekend it was. Oh, man, it was fantastic. I really, really enjoyed they're all special, but then you have some that kind of stand out. I had
who all made it home, who didn't?
You know, nobody didn't make it that we thought would make it, so that helped. I only went 2 for 4. I had Big Love was there for one day, in and out, and then got to hunt a little bit with young Broderick, which was great.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then we didn't have as many. Because the in-laws, they're starting to, you know, with aging parents and all that, some people just can't travel anymore. So it was, you know, the birds just were kind of – well, normally, Greg and your family, y'all do a little something with your in-laws and with your immediate family, and then I kind of pick up all the Birmingham Burgesses over here. And so it was – the good news was we didn't have as many as we normally have, but I told Bubba for the first Thanksgiving in many years, we had leftovers.
Wow.
Oh, we did too, and I took advantage of it.
Oh, Greg. I mean, the leftovers.
Let me ask you this. Is there anywhere you can get turkey and dressing with giblet gravy like this week?
Mm-mm.
Does anybody sell that?
Mm-mm. No.
Nobody sells it. It all has to be homemade.
You might find a meat and three that's got that on the Tuesday special.
Oh, boy.
Something like that.
Sugar. It is so good. I know it's hard to make because I watch Betty make it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of work, but, man, it's so good.
Well, it is delicious. And I told you, we ended up with an extra pan this year. I'm not even sure how it happened other than maybe God intervened and showed mercy again.
Well, sometimes he does, right?
But I will tell you this. I know I can't scientifically prove it, okay? But I know what you're going to agree. You're going to agree with me, and then we'll come back. But I know there's nobody's ever proven it. But in my opinion, dressing is better when you heat it back up on that second round. Yeah. It's better than when you first served it.
It's like macaroni and cheese. Same way.
When you pull that out and you fix you that plate after everybody's gone, like the next day or later that night, and you heat it up and sit down in front of a ball game and eat it again, that second round is better. Maybe the first round, if you're hosting, you got so much going on, it gets by you.
Yeah. Right.
But when you can sit down and say, hey, look at you, you're back, and you fill up one more time and heat it up and sit down and eat it watching football.
I know.
What is it about that plate?
I don't know.
It's a special plate.
The pressure's off of the big Thanksgiving meal, so I think it's just more enjoyable.
It's such a special plate, isn't it?
The giblet gravy may be better after it's been mixed up a while.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah, oh yeah, soups are that way. I guess it would be that way. Yeah.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Pass the gravy, please.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Ooh, it brings me to my knees.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
I can't stop.
20 minutes past the hour of the Rick and Bubba Show. 866, we be big is our number. All right, so we're talking about the Christmas with the Gettys coming to Birmingham December the 11th, Shades Mountain Baptist Church. And, of course, if you want to be part of that, couple of shows, it's $5 general admission. Tickets are available now at the link we got you at rickandbubba.com. And Adler says he actually has, speaking of Chris, Eddie Van Adler, he actually has a promotional video. Do you want to see the promotional video real quick to kind of get us all fired up for it? All right, so promotional video into our first songs. Are you ready? Here's promotional video about Christmas with Gettys. Here we go.
Nothing you dismay. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Sing we now of Christmas, sing we now.
No parallel, no
So there it is right there. Man, they getting after it. I mean, Bubba, you need to be part of that.
That's a busy little outfit there.
It is. You know what? I should have waited.
How about being the person that wrote In Christ Alone and what that tool has worship and for people connected to God for all these years.
Oh, my goodness.
I should have waited to play that after we played because they sounded really good. I hope we sound as good as they sound now.
Adler, can I ask you this? Yeah. Since Shade's choir is going to be involved, will you be facing the choir this time or the audience again?
That's a good question.
I just...
So, yeah. You know, I just want to say a word about that in my defense, that I showed up expecting to have my back to the congregation, to the audience at the Alabama Theater. Where were we? Right Center.
Alabama. Yeah. It was Right Center with Charles Billingsley. And I recapped it on the air, of course, as you've learned, being friends of ours.
But I didn't have a voice in that thing. So I just want to tell you in my defense that I got dressed that day expecting to have my back to the audience and didn't expect to have them see the front or whatever I had on. And I walked out on the platform after they told me where my spot was, and the pin spot came on, and Christopher Confessori is standing right there, the Alabama conductor, and I'm facing the entire house.
It was incredibly awkward.
I go, does my tie match my shirt? Do I have a belt on today? And I it was just awkward.
My thought was, wow, so Charles Billingsley and Adler are about to do a duet. I didn't see this coming.
Adler has a baton in his hand.
And I thought, but what's up with the stick and the music stand in front of you? I thought Adler didn't know the words.
Yeah, that wouldn't be unusual, but other than that, that was a tough one.
Yeah, it was a tough gig. Yeah. All right, so let's jump right in. I see you've got some classics, so where do we start?
Let's start with, guys, what about we just do Go Tell It on the Mountain? What do you think of that? Yeah, well, let's throw that together right now. Sends us salvation that blessed Christmas morn.
Adler, what do you think? At 2.5 minutes to the hard break, do you think we chat and come back?
Or? I'm going to chat.
Yeah, chat and come back. So,
I'm a fan of chatting.
I think we should.
We can talk about Chris.
Yeah, well, that's
we don't have to. We don't have to.
You know, we've had some pretty incredible experiences, but I am seeing in this beautiful little lady named Ruby this personality coming through that I recognize. There are hints of things that I recognize. Wait, I've seen this before.
Really?
There's a glimmer of, I know where I saw that scowl.
Oh, really? So you're seeing
something. She has like my wife and Chris, they both have the ability to make a face that's somebody. And like we're talking about a certain character in life, and they'll go, "You mean like this?" And they can
nail
instantly
it.
Animate their face, and you go, "That's what they look like." How do you do that? You're like Rich Little of faces. I don't know if you guys even know who
a
Rich
face,
Little is.
Oh, yeah. A face impressionist?
A face impressionist.
We dated ourselves just a little. Did you see how the young people go?
Yeah. Who? Yeah. Rich Little, yeah.
Yeah. So but I thought, is that Chris the next coach at Auburn? All right, anyway.
Ruby has that same face. If you see the most recent family picture we took, we're all sitting around this table, and she goes, this face, and the minute we go, and go, it's furrowed brow. Instantly, she can go from one to the other. It's just this incredible, wow.
Here
I've
it
seen
is.
That
here,
before.
Here
and
go.
Oh, there's the face, and look at her.
Look, please look.
Too many pictures of her.
No.
Yeah, it's constant. You're saying too many.
He takes pictures of her constant. I think she's over it. She's just over it. I bought her a bunk bed yesterday.
Oh, are you supposed to talk about that?
Tell him about the bed. The bed.
Oh, it's just a bunk.
It's not just a bunk bed. By the way, I got home.
Linda doesn't buy just anything.
I was about to say.
just for the record, there's no such thing as just a pillow.
It's a magical treehouse kind of bunk bed.
It's a magical treehouse kind of bunk bed.
It costs more than the bed that I sleep in as an adult.
Oh, yeah.
It costs more than my bed that I sleep in with my wife as an adult.
Right, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's what grandparents get to do.
I guess so.
Oh, I know.
I guess so.
Yeah, so it's a magical treehouse kind of bunk bed.
I would say.
Whenever Linda uses the word, I fell in love with, whatever you put after that sentence, just know it's just not going to be just a normal anything.
No, it's not coming in subtle.
I know. No.
Yeah, speaking of not
you
being
included, Thor.
And coming.
He's high maintenance.
There it is. Linda, what do you mean?
Well, thank you for that. That's good.
It happens every year. There's always some family thing aired every year.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it. We got to go to break.
Don't you wish we had time for another song just then? We do.
Two more
classes.
We're going to feature Rebecca, and it's just a pretty stunning, pretty.
All right, Rebecca. We'll do that.
Joy to the world, but with steroids.
Okay. Joy to the world on steroids. When we come back, stay close.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so Adler, let's jump in. We were discussing in the break whether we were going upbeat or we were going to kind of ease into it, but we really hype Joy to the World, so I think we can't just ignore that now. So You've hyped
really,
it up.
Like I said before the break, this is Joy to the World on steroids. It's sort of the Geddes version, but Rebecca Willard will be on the violin, and it's going to be really fun. One and two and one.
Receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. Let heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessing.
curses flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found.
Andrew, can we get a go for Rebecca on there? I mean, can you give us a go? Here we go. We ready? Here we go. A go for
go! Go! Go!
There we go. Go! Go!
Whoa,
go!
Where did
go!
He quit?
Oh, gosh.
Where did he go?
Go! All right. So now we're going to take it down. We're going to take, well, that's any time that we, do you not remember go from football?
Go.
Go.
And you do it three times.
And then go, go, go.
Did the Green Bay Packers do it?
You do realize that.
Did the Packers do this?
Oh, everybody. Everybody does.
It's been a football tradition for a long time.
I'm sorry.
By the way, I didn't realize that you and Adler are both Vikings fans.
Oh, were you a Vikings fan too?
I was born in Minneapolis.
Oh, we suffer together then.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And see, they've tried to hype it up because they're 9-2 this year. But we all know what's going to happen. We're going to lay an egg in the first round of the playoffs against a nobody.
Or snow will fall on the dome and it'll collapse.
Yeah, something odd will always happen.
So to kind of wrap up the kickoff of Christmas, we're now going to take it down and we're going to do a classic.
This has been great. Thanks you guys for the opportunity.
No, thank you guys for getting years, up buddy. Doing it.
22 years.
Still not buying my pants at Costco.
Angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Come on, Rebecca.
Of peace, hail the Son of righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with thee in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of
Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Merry Christmas.
Adler, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Linda, same time next year?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so thank you guys so much for taking the time to come up here. That's and to good to see some of the folks we see have seen for years, and great to meet Rebecca and Abby for the first time this year to join, which really is a big deal, kicking off an incredible season.
Yep.
Kicking off Christmas. So
see the Gettys with us.
Yeah, and don't forget.
If we just had Christmas lights to go see now, Rick. Oh, I'd have it made.
By the way, my Christmas lights are up. Do y'all want to go see them?
We're going to put your house on the list to go
will.
By.
You know, every night when I pull in the driveway, I just smile.
Yeah.
I just love it. So don't forget, Christmas with the Gettys. If you've never seen them or you've seen them a number of times, don't miss this. What a great experience it will be of worship, and it will definitely get you into the Christmas season if you're not already fired up after what we've done here. That is December the 11th, so coming up not this weekend but next. 4 and 7:30, two shows. All the tickets are general admission. 5 o'clock. Get them there at rickandbubba.com under the sponsors button.
$5 each.
I'm sorry, not sponsors, on the links. $5 only, and it will be at Shades Mountains Worship Center, which is a beautiful room and a great place to enjoy a concert. So thank you, Michael and Linda Adler, Riggs Taylor, Abby Brunson, Rebecca Willard, Tim Carroll, and of course, as it is listed here, Shades Mountains killer drummer, Chris Eddie Van Adam. So
Chris,
thank
you. Have I mentioned that I'm proud of you, buddy? I am.
Thanks, Dad. Thank you.
Really,
I love you. I don't know. What am I supposed to say here?
I love
every
you,
yeah. every child wants to hear their daddy say they're proud of them.
That's yep. right.
And we just watched.
Maybe a shower after the show.
And maybe a shower after the show. Merry Christmas, Bubba.
Merry Christmas back to you, Rick, and the entire audience.
Yep. Merry Christmas to all of you. Don't forget, the first gift of Christmas is Thursday. In the 12 working days of Christmas, so it's on, baby. It is on. More Rick and Bubba coming up right after this.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
So, Bubba, I know, I see it, I hear it in the commercials, I watch the propaganda. Of once again, this is that deal where we try to guilt Americans into embracing soccer, and we try to pretend that our country is just gripped on what's going to happen with the World Cup. Mm-hmm. And you see all the fake propaganda. It's all garbage. But I will tell you, this product, I realize that, you know, Helmsy's brother, unfortunately, is trying to now indoctrinate his family into it. They just have a bad.
The W-2 capitalists took a big back step with me.
That just didn't.
I get it.
Yeah. And remember, years ago, we were the first ones who said, it's not that soccer is some, you know, another choice if you prefer to choose it. It became this weird indoctrination that it's not just another choice of sport, it's the preferred choice. If you're evolved, if you're more like the rest of the world, which is not really my desire.
You're bored to tears.
You're right. Yeah. If you're not some Neanderthal, you embrace this beautiful game and you backward hillbilly football loving. But anyway,
barbarian. Couple of stories, Rick, over the weekend. One, I saw where some of the Europeans are offended that Americans don't call soccer football.
Who cares?
And I wanted to go, well, we already have a football. That's why.
Right.
And y'all may catch it every now and then there in England as mm-hmm. we try to export it to the
right.
world.
That's fine.
Rick, this is amazing to me. They're talking about the U.S. and their chance to move on to the knockout round.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
and I thought, move on? You've had a 1-1 tie and a 0-0 tie. What have you done to do anything?
Hey, moving on.
How are you going to move on?
I'm with you.
Don't you have to beat somebody to move on?
No, not
How does
soccer.
This thing ever come to an end?
Bubba, I'll tell you this. The last four games, I looked because I was just interested in the scoring. We as Americans have scored one goal in 360 minutes of play.
Are you
That's
kidding?
Four games.
Y'all, there's
the last
no
four
wonder,
games we scored one goal.
There's no wonder one. These fans fight in the stands, and they have all these other stories outside the pitch because it's so built up. There's nothing to let your emotion out.
It's also no wonder they're begging for beer.
Yeah,
they can't believe that they've been cut off from beer.
Imagine watch that.
And you know the Iranians got all in a tizzy because the U.S. on their websites had not put the seal of the Ayatollah on the Iranian flag. And they're all a terror about that.
You see what garbage we're shoveling right now?
Why are we not outraged that we're even playing this over there? If this was Liv Goff, we'd be talking to everybody.
Back to my original point. And you know this, Helms. You're not allowed to speak against soccer. It's not politically, it's not woke. You're supposed to love soccer. You can't say anything critical about soccer. You're supposed to embrace soccer. Let me tell you this.
I'm surprised Greg Norman and Dustin Johnson was allowed back in the country after that.
Yeah, right. Well, let's go back to this. And it's been said before, but I'm going to say it again to honor my dad and Greg's dad. My father called this decades ago.
Yeah.
He said, if this country embraces soccer, it'll be the downfall of the soccer. This is a plot. I mean, downfall of the country. Yep. That soccer is a communist plot by big government, European trash to try to slip in here and take our country in the direction of socialism, on to communism. And everybody laughed at him when he wouldn't let the school that he – my dad was an athletic director that said no to soccer. He said, as long as I'm the athletic director at this school, there'll never be a soccer team. And by golly, he stuck by it. And when he left, weak people let it happen.
Sure.
And look what's happened to our country. If we want America to turn back to its greatness – the one thing we could do is tell the world we don't participate in soccer. We're out.
We're out. We're taking our ball and going home.
We're better than that. We're better than soccer.
We're celebrating in a frenzy over two ties.
Yeah, I mean,
it's all fake.
I know.
How do you,
people don't love this.
It's unreal to me.
If you keep having ties, how does anybody ever win and move on?
I know. I know they call them draws.
Guys,
it's still a tie.
It's a tie. I watched the U.S.
You know what that is? A sister kisser.
That's right. Nobody wins. Nobody wins.
Through a screen door.
I watched the entire U.S. versus England game.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I forced it on my family. Like, it's up on the TV.
Oh, no. Poor Ruby.
Ruby's screaming, I want to watch Danya Tagge.
Yes,
you know, all this stuff.
Absolutely. No wonder she's got that look on her face. Every soccer fan does.
Yes.
Where's Coco Melon?
Y'all, I'm so out of the loop. That as the game is coming to an end, I'm like, all right, here we go. Penalty kicks. Gonna find out who won. U.S. versus. Here we go. Free kick.
They didn't even do that.
One-on-one.
No,
you
don't do that.
Mano a mano. And then they just go to the, like, that. Well, that was a tie. 0-0. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's how little I really know.
Adler, get this. Okay?
It was terrible.
We have these teams that train year-round. We put all this money, time, and effort into supporting them. We send them halfway around the world to a country that nobody really knows how to say it correctly, okay? Half of them say guitar, half of them guitar. Who knows?
Okay? Cutter. Some people throw cutter in there.
Yeah. Cutter. I've heard cutter. That. I mean, everything.
Guitar.
Nobody knows. You think at this point we would have asked one of the locals, how do you say your country?
Yeah, that's easy.
And
somebody lives there.
And settle it once and for all.
Well, you're afraid to. They may be hedging.
We do all of this. We play all the pomp and circumstance, and we come away 0-0. You got to be kidding me.
What a
flip
terrible
a coin,
game.
If nothing else. Yeah. Give me a winner.
Anything. Something. I was so disappointed. I was like, here we go. And then, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
You can trace the downfall of this country back to us embracing soccer. We ain't never been the same. Euro trash.
So, Hams, Rick missed part of your story this morning. I know a lot of other people have not heard it either. I caught a piece of it, and I wanted to hear the other part. So this invaded your Thanksgiving.
Well, for years we've had a bit. This is over at Uncle Sonny's and Aunt Alice's. We always get together over there. Jay brings his children. I bring my children and family.
Now that's your brother.
Yes, and my
better
mom
known
and dad
as W2
show
capitalist.
Up. Cousin Tony, which I'm going to blame Cousin Tony in this too. Okay?
Come on, Tony.
Tony.
Start calling you Anthony. We've had a great meal. We've had a great time. Everybody has
getting
got
along.
Along.
Getting along.
It has been a really, really...
And your family can be a bit of a powder keg.
Absolutely. It's unusual that things have gone as well as they've gone. Okay? Let's just be honest. Nobody's arguing about head football coaches being fired or who they should hire or what... I mean, it's just going... I mean, it's just surprisingly...
Ain't nobody mentioned Trump.
Going well. And I look out the window. And I see my brother setting up soccer goals.
Oh, my like God. Full goals?
Like soccer goals. Like he's out there.
With a net?
And I see a soccer ball rolling around. Rick, I know we got to go to break.
All right.
When we come back.
And then what happened next?
Do I have uniforms?
I just was not. I didn't know what to, where to look,
sorry.
Who to talk to. I'm so didn't know what to do.
Is he the W-2 communist?
Felt like I needed to call one of y'all at one point and get your advice.
Please tell me nobody got shin guards out and those little socks.
And you didn't help.
I didn't. I didn't help.
Top of the hour.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Hi, it's Jason Whitlock. Have you secured your spot for Roll Call 2.0, my annual men's summit in Nashville, Tennessee? Are you looking for an opportunity to fellowship with other believers, to come together across the identity lines the left have drawn to divide us? Join me, country music star John Rich, and Blaze founder Glenn Beck in Nashville on Saturday, June 1st for Roll Call 2.0. We're going to listen to great music, eat fantastic barbecue, and hear inspiring speeches from myself, Glenn Beck, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, Pastor E.W. Jackson, and many more. Let's quit letting the satanic left sift us like wheat. Let's come together as men and talk about the sacrifices we must make to restore the unity and shared values that made our country the envy of the world. Visit fearlessarmyrollcall.com to secure your spot.
So we look back over Thanksgiving. We've talked about what happened with Hams. Bubba, you updated us on trying to get your daughter back to Washington, D.C. I hope that finally works out. At least you got an extra time with her.
What I do hate, though, listening to Hams talking about the big, you know, the house full of people and everything, you know, like our family's kind of waned down. Yep. You know, we had a lot pass on, going to glory the last few years. And, you know, the new generation hadn't kicked in with, you know, in-laws boyfriends and spouses and grandkids. So we're kind of at low tide right now. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that ramping back up.
Yeah, we are too. Our crowd has gotten smaller. And, you know, once everybody starts marrying and all that, you know, you can you then build your numbers back up. But, yeah, we were down to – Sherry and I have been hosting Thanksgiving for most of the recent years. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure when you are the host house on the husband. Now, keep in mind, at this point, it's just you for me because I'm empty nest now. And, of course, your sons, they know. They're not coming anywhere near that place. Big Love pulled a brilliant move to not be pulled into the fanatical Thanksgiving morning. Oh, no, everybody's coming to eat at noon. We got to get everything cooked. Big Love rolls in on Wednesday, goes to see his brother.
There you go.
Okay, and then stays at his brother's place and rolls in on just in time to eat. Brilliant move.
Yeah.
Brilliant move. And you played a card against mom that mom can't defend because you're not going to hang out with buddies and you're not breaking, why don't you care about seeing me? You went to your brother's place.
Right.
You know, I hadn't seen my brother in a while. You know, we don't see you that much anymore. And I saw her try to get sad about it. And I said, well, now where is he? Well, he went over to Brody's. Okay. Well, they're going out to eat and everything. Yeah, they're going out and going to hang out together tonight. And I said, well, they don't see each other much. Then I find myself trying to protect them for some reason. Not realizing that leaves me with – I'm the only one now.
Yeah.
No help.
But I think you're so proud of that move that he made that you had to defend it.
So then comes the famous – because we're old-school turkey people. We're old-school. We don't do fried. We don't do Cajun. We don't do smoked. We are the – it goes in the oven. It's been brined. Sherry, you know, got all the brine on it, and it soaks and all that. We put it in there to get good and moist. And
what?
I've been keeping this to myself, and I'm like, y'all need it,
uh-oh,
but I don't want her to hear it.
Well, you got to say it now.
Rick. You're out there, Rick.
Yeah. What you got, kid?
It would have caused pandemonium if I had voiced it. Well, it's hard to remember every year all the different steps when you're you know baking a oven roasted turkey. There's a lot to it. You got to get your hours down based on the pounds. By the way, I would like to get on all of y'all with your little graphs. Okay, don't give me a turkey that's 16 to 20 pounds because we're down to only 12 people now. And then when I look at the different options on how long you should cook it, you don't offer a 16 to 20. You've got an 18 to 20. And then you've got a 16 to 18. I don't know which one I have.
because it's, you told me it's 16 to 20, but then on the outside of the bucket, it doesn't offer that. Now I got to guess. What about, I got in there on the scales now trying to figure out, you know, how much is our turkey weigh? Somewhere between 16 and 20 pounds. Okay. All right, let's look for the time. Here's how long you cook it for a turkey, 18 to 20 pounds. Is that us? Are we below? Am I 16 to 17 pounds? So anyway.
Did you guess high?
I always guess high.
Yeah.
So, and then we ran into the, where is the thermometer that goes into the turkey breast?
Oh, no.
Let me tell you what you don't say. Probably should have found that last night.
That didn't go well.
Now, when you're up early on Thursday, you hey, that statement's a no-go. Just find the thermometer, okay? And so we found it. There was even a, oh, no, I left it at the farm. But, oh, no. You know, and I thought, well, this is going to be an interesting morning.
Were you grabbing for words, Rick, back in your mouth?
Yeah, I was like, let me put those back. And so we there's a point in it, oven roasting. People do it different ways where you use foil to keep the skin from getting burned, okay, if you want to do a good brown. And there's a way to do the foil. Okay, and so that's where. But it, you know, sometimes God just takes care of people. He's so gracious.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You know, when you eat some fruits and you peel the peeling off, everybody will go nuts on you because they're like, "Well, that's where all the vitamins are." You need to eat the skin.
Yeah.
You try to eat the skin on a turkey, everybody goes nuts on
our chicken.
Or chicken, yeah. Yeah. Or some of these other.
I guess.
They go, oh, well, that's where it's all the fat is.
Very confusing.
I go, well, it ain't on the apple.
Very confusing.
I want a ruling, eat skin or not, right. And I want us to stick with
it's very
it
confusing.
Across the board.
Very confusing.
Okay, I don't know why we have to pick and choose what fruits and vegetables and meats we pick and choose skin.
Right, I agree. Do you also agree when it comes to Thanksgiving there can be no discussion, nutrition, and healthy or anything like that? None.
No.
None.
If you're worried about healthy eating on Thanksgiving, maybe you should stay at the house.
Right, yeah, you know? Absolutely. So anyway, so I look.
Because that's Thanksgiving. That's a feast, Rick, like we're going to have in heaven.
Yes.
A feast.
I look down and I see.
There is no vegetarian feast.
So says the man who went to the emergency room one time for eating.
Sure. Right, right.
Hey, yeah, dang straight.
Right.
Because I gave it all. I left it at the table,
you
baby.
Did.
I gave it all
that's
I had.
That's somebody left it
plus
on the field.
A little.
Yes, you did.
So Sherry says, will you look and see when we're supposed to do the foil?
Oh, no.
And so I quickly said, you know, and we laughed. Ha ha, we can't remember this year to year, you know. And so I looked down and I think I see that you're supposed to let it be naked early,
okay,
and then put the foil on for this amount of time of cooking. Unfortunately, it was actually the opposite, and I looked at it incorrectly, and so Sherry looks in there and she goes, "Oh my goodness, this skin is burned," oh, no. And we still got two more hours. And now I'm putting the foil on, like you said. And I said, well, you know, I said, lock in the juice. It just came out. I couldn't think of anything else to say. It's like, you know, I'm pretty good on my feet. And I'd like to think whatever part of my body came up with that. I said, yeah, see, that's good and crispy now. So that'll hold the juice in. So now the meat, we probably won't even, like to Bubba's point, we'll probably just take the skin back and just cut the white meat there in that breast. And, That's what you want. That's probably why they have it in here like that. And I just sat there and I thought, if this thing burns up, you're really taking a risk here. And I just kept staying with it. I was like, yeah, let's put the foil on now. That ought to do it. And so we put that foil on and I'm like, Lord Jesus, on this day of thanks, if I could ask you, please.
Thing.
Please don't let this turkey go south and ruin Thanksgiving, Lord Jesus. And so, and, you know, what I'm saying, I think, is somewhat logical, but please don't let that turkey dry out.
Okay? Please, please.
And so then it finishes, and okay. The temperature gets where it's supposed to. I take it out and set it up because it's got to rest. So you take it out about 5 degrees right. Before you want it.
Nervous?
Yeah, real nervous. And so... Sherry opens it up, and it's not going to be a good picture because nobody likes black in the picture on the turkey. And
you're talking about that golden turkey?
And all of a sudden, she takes that skin and pulls it back and juice is just running.
Oh.
Like she goes, oh, you're right. This worked out perfect.
You got lucky.
And I said, yeah, that's kind of what I thought. I kind of thought, that it's, look how juicy that is now.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know, it acted as a trap, trapped in the juice.
Yeah.
And I said,
get a picture of it so I'm documenting.
And she's cutting it. She's going, oh, Rick, this is going to be maybe the best turkey we've ever had. I said, probably so. Probably so. Look how juicy this is. It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the reason why we did it that way, to trap in that juice. Guys, I think God just intervened on the turkey and said, I'm not going to let Rick get in trouble on Thanksgiving. And I'm thankful to you, Lord, because I don't know how that happened, because I thought this turkey is doomed. What about when you look down at what you were reading and you realize, oh, my gosh, I just read that backwards.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't
go. Oh, my goodness. But you know what?
Mystery.
It was one of the best turkeys we ever had.
There you go.
Everybody said so.
We're all thankful.
If anybody needs any tips on oven roasting one, just let me know. Be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Game. Yeah. I don't like any game that doesn't have this is right, this is wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, the judge decides what word they think is closest to all that. I mean, and then
it's
they
like a beauty pageant.
We have these. Our family has these alliances that everybody gets on, and you know, I mean, it's just also
it Survivor.
I also found out too. I tried to get Sherry to form an alliance with me, and she picked one of our sons' card over mine after our sons were already in an alliance with their cousin. And I was like, I picked your card last time.
Right.
And she goes, I know, and that was so sweet, but I just wanted Brody to get a point. And I'm like, so let me be clear. I stuck with you against them. You went with them against me.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, the others really know the way to see it. And I was like, wow, that in the womb is tough to defeat. I said, do you understand the concept of an alliance? So I've already had my hike already too.
Oh, you
we
did.
Had that, we had to have the post Thanksgiving hike. The boys have abandoned me on that too.
Mm. It's just you're left by yourself a lot.
I know. It's
did you make it?
Yeah, I did.
Y'all, what colored map did y'all go on?
Well, we went on a trail at Alabama's largest state park that isn't marked. And I told Sherry, I said they haven't even marked this one.
Oh no!
And she said, well, this means there's no way to mess it up. It doesn't have a color. It means it's going to wind itself back out.
Isn't that illegal hiking?
Yeah, look at the beauty, man. I was in the woods a lot this weekend. I went hunting with Brody on one day, then this day we went to the state park. Look at the – I mean, do y'all just love this time of year being in the woods?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's better than being in the woods right now?
Nothing.
I love being in the woods. I love it.
No. Look at there. See, look
there
at
there she is. She's having so beautiful. Fun. Doesn't know what alliance means, but what a beautiful thing. Hey, listen, and she can hike. Wow, she can hike forever.
Hike.
She hikes forever. And I kept telling her, baby, this thing's not going to come around. We're going to have to go back. Look right there. What am I thinking right there?
You're thinking, I wish I was watching football.
Yeah, you're looking for
was
beer.
There even any football on then? I don't even remember what day. This was on Friday. It was Saturday. Saturday morning. It was Saturday morning. Saturday morning, all you have is college game day.
And if there wasn't, we were talking about
that's 11 a.m. Right. You had Michigan, Ohio State.
Yeah,
it was probably before then.
Right, yeah.
Also, you're looking for deer a lot, probably.
Honey, honey, I'm just going to tell you something.
Oh, that's a cool picture.
If we're going to hike this long, this thing you have where I can't use the restroom in the woods, you're going to have to drop that. Yeah. Either the hike's got to be shorter, or you're going to have to be okay with me walking up here behind one of these trees.
She won't let you do that?
She's like, you don't need to do that out here.
I'd be scared to do that. What Sherry was doing. Some raccoon might come out there and grab you.
I just said, watch the trail, and if you see somebody on the bike or somebody walking, holler. And I said, but if I get behind the tree up here, up this hill, nobody can see me.
What's her holler? What y'all? Woo!
Somebody's coming!
Oh, that's it?
Okay.
Might be a meh.
Rick, you should have chosen a bigger tree, buddy. I mean, that's not. Look, that tree doesn't give you much coverage.
Yeah, right. I don't know what that is.
She was upset with that choice of tree.
Rick, Burgess.
I actually.
Rick, you kill that tree.
Actually.
Tinkle on it.
Actually, the joke on that is, hey, found our Christmas tree.
Yeah. Charlie Brown's Christmas
tree. Charlie Brown.
Oh, that's
a good one. So, anyway. And then, let me show you this. It's a fire. You got the picture of us, Brody and me, hunting. That pitch shot. Look, here's Brody walking to his stand.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, if that don't fire you up for hunting right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby.
Look at that.
Hey, baby. So, anyway, by the way, everybody meet me at the board after
water
work,
pump.
After work today. I'd like to talk about it. I got something I want to talk to you about at the board. All right. So speaking of football, you know, watching the Iron Bowl and watching Coach Saban's face bleed the entire deal.
That was fun.
One of his players' shoulder pads clipped him. And so he bled the whole game. I mean, did it ever dry? Was it always? So here he is addressing it in the press conference.
Pretty good hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Before you ask, you ought to see the other guy.
That's fine.
And you know, I took one of the hardest hits of the entire game. And unlike some of our players who had to go to the medical tent. Like I always say, they don't make them like they used to.
Amen. Amen. You're right about that, Coach Saban. But then speaking of that, we got one of the players from Pitt.
Oh, Rick.
What is he doing? Yeah, smashing his helmet, his head with his helmet over what?
And you know he regretted that.
You don't understand. He grabs the face mask of the helmet and pulls it into his forehead and hits it. Very don't think little. Oh, okay.
And watch the team react.
Oh, yeah.
For Pitt, Devin Danielson, number 95. Not a very happy camper with something going on between him and Miami. Fascinating reaction here.
Oh, good night.
His teammates.
Right there, he's thinking that hurt worse than I thought.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Wow.
They're up that like guy, 30.
We all had that guy on their team. He always made me a little nervous.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. He played hard.
He's just on the edge. He's just on the edge and probably should be incarcerated. But you know what I mean? He just
hadn't been caught yet.
And then
he's the first one to jump off sides or something.
Oh, sure.
And then Terrell Owens.
Look at the guys behind him looked on their face.
Yeah.
They're like what is he
some
doing?
Some of them aren't surprised. Terrell Owens got into it with a guy that went into a CVS in L.A. and was allegedly harassing people?
It was outside.
But was that why? Because he'd done something in the CVS?
Well, he was heckling him. Yeah. He was heckling him, and then basically it looked like they were squaring off with each other, and he ends up decking the guy. The guy was just a problem and a heckler on the streets and kind of came at him, and he took care of it.
Yeah, that
the guy gets back up though and starts trash talking again.
Mm-hmm.
So is this guy just got something wrong with him?
Yeah,
I mean, obviously
high on drugs or something. Yeah.
So he gets up and starts it again after getting
not very wise.
No. Apparently, the guy was
not like he needs to be.
Inside the store, he spoke with fans before being confronted by a heckler. The heckler reportedly suggested they step outside, so he did, and the heckler was floored. By a right from Owens, who then walked away. But by the way, Owens 48 now.
Ooh,
Terrell Owens.
That's a big.
He looks about 25.
Yeah, he looks like he can still play.
Ooh, can I tell you what? Based on him and what Coach Saban said, good day for the older guys.
Yeah.
Good day for the older guys. All right. If you leave us, have a big day. You got more Rick and Bubba. We got a top of the hour break and then we'll get back. Are we going to get into some of these not so happy stories?
I don't know.
Are we really?
I don't know.
Do you want to do any of this?
I don't know.
Are we going to hear from Fauci?
Yeah, we got to hear from
Fauci. Not Fauci. We just kicked off Christmas.
Come on, man.
We don't need to bring a Scrooge in it.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Farewell tour.
Who's he think he is?
Speedy,
Tom Brady?
You can book him for the podcast.
I can't figure out whether he's Tom Brady, the Rolling Stones. Who is he? But anyway, so Fauci, you talk about confusing. This guy's all over the road.
Yeah, he's making the rounds, and he's out there telling. You know, he's got a book coming out too.
Of course, he does.
Set the record straight on everything. Several of these clips are pretty interesting. Let's start with 2A and just run through them, Eddie.
All right, so here we go. We'll start with 2A. We also have a written story about where he claims something else that we'll throw in too. So here we go. Here's his first one. We were told by President Biden 2 months ago. I'm sorry, 2 months after Biden declared the pandemic over, and 2 years after Biden promised to shut down the virus. So Biden said we're shutting down the virus, and 2 months ago told us the pandemic is over. Fauci says we're certainly still in the pandemic. So here we go.
Is this country ready for another pandemic? And are we still in the one we have not that we've been talking about?
Well, we certainly are still in it. I think you just need to look at the numbers. We're still having between 300 and 400 deaths per day. So I think the idea that, forget it, this is over, it isn't. We're going into the winter right now. We have the wherewithal to mitigate against another surge. It's up to us to make sure that doesn't happen. And that's the thing that's very frustrating, Chuck, among public health officials, including myself. We have an updated vaccine booster that we want to do, but the uptake of that is you know, less than 15%. It's somewhere between 11 and 15%. We've got to do better than that.
I don't even know what to say. I don't even have a
Seriously, 300 to 400 a day? Am I missing that in the news? I don't think our network news would miss a chance
Gloom
to scare
and doom
everybody
should
to
be
death.
Pointing that out on ABC every single day.
Well, because, and let me tell you something.
When we come on the air, 300 more a people lot of folks, 400 have just died.
A lot of folks started, I guess, not believing or paying attention to the COVID deaths because we found out that they could have a car accident that unfortunately they lost their life in.
That's what I wanted to know.
But they had COVID, and so they were listed as COVID deaths.
So, I mean, that was my next question. How many of those were flu deaths that happened to have COVID?
Yeah, you don't
know. That they throw that in. Of course, that's courtesy of Meet the Depressed.
Yeah.
And so
I don't even know what to say to that. And the fact that he says we're still in a pandemic.
Well, what's the measuring stick for a pandemic?
I guess I don't know what it is, but the president says we're not. Fauci says we are.
Mm. I tell you, we got a pandemic of people crazy as a loon. I know that.
That's a fact.
Yeah. He's got 300 to 400 deaths a day.
A day.
Yeah. I haven't seen those numbers, Rick. I can't believe that hasn't been front and center of the media, if that was still the numbers. But anyway.
Well, I'm looking in Alabama, and our 7-day average right now is 0 to 2. So it's extremely low in the state of Alabama. And if you look at how many people die in the U.S. every year, you've got around 9,000 people dying every day in the United States. Right. So when 200 of those are COVID, that's not it's not the main cause.
Right. So anyway,
it doesn't sound like it's a need for a panic, but Fauci says in 2B that he can't predict about what schools might need to do in the future.
Well, here we go.
So coming out of the holidays, should parents expect schools to shut down?
I don't know, Margaret. I'm not sure. When you talk about shutting down schools, there's always the collateral
That's also
effects.
Radioactive.
It is, exactly. There's always the collateral issue. So you have to balance, and you do it in real time, depending upon the viral load of disease in your region, whether, you know, the upper northeast may be quite different from the southwest, from the Pacific coast, from the upper northwest. So you have to have the local authorities evaluate on a situation-by-situation basis the potential collateral deleterious effects with the effects of what might happen if you have so many kids getting infected.
Why are we even talking to this guy? Why are we continuing to talk?
It's the Fauci farewell tour, Rick.
But why are we talking to him? How many more things did he have to say that were wrong that you finally say, probably not credible?
Well, try 2C. Get a load of this one.
I can't even – I don't even
– Get you a load of this one, pal.
I thought we kicked Christmas off today.
We did.
Okay. They've clearly politicized it. You know, they say that I'm not political at all, period. I've never been, and anybody who knows anything about me knows that that's the case. But it is very clear when people are running their campaigns with an anti-Fauci element to it. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, this is a public health issue. So, yeah, it's going to keep going, likely much more geared towards me. I mean, it's obviously a political issue. I'm not going to get involved. I didn't get involved before in the politics, and I'm not going to get involved now in the politics.
Oh, hey, my gracious.
Buddy. Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
I wonder if Rand Paul agrees with that statement.
He's saying he didn't get involved in the politics of it? What is he talking about?
I just didn't, Rick. I don't know what you're talking about.
They're putting me in the campaign ads.
The Republicans are political science.
I'm very pleased about you.
We are living in a time that you can just, if you don't like a narrative, you just can create one. Yeah. And it's the Republicans that have politicized this? The famous, you're evil if you didn't get the vaccine, you're evil if you didn't do this, why don't you love other people?
It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That had to be the most incredibly dumb statement anybody could have said.
I love the fact that Fauci can't understand why people aren't flocking to the new vaccine and the new booster. He just can't understand it.
Well, I can explain it to you, Dr. Fauci, with all your all your degrees on the wall. Nobody trusts you.
Right.
Because we feel like you've lied to us, and at the very best have not been 100% forthcoming. That's why. I mean, that's just shocking. I can give you that answer, Dr. Fauci. You can't find it. I got it.
If you're not familiar with the tyrannical, and I'm not saying that's what's going on here, hear me out. But if I don't want to be perceived a certain way, then I shouldn't do certain things, right?
Well, I would think so.
So I watched the documentary, and you can watch others on other tyrannical, communistic, overreaching regimes, okay? The true fascist, okay? You can watch these documentaries, and you see what they do. And their propaganda is almost comical, but it works. You know, I watched the One Child Nation documentary where, you know, the Chinese government convinced the people that they were saving the world and saving China by stop having children more than one because of overpopulation. And everywhere they went, it was the ads they ran, One Child Nation, and how wonderful you were, and puppets telling one child, all this stuff, okay? And then they realized that they had hurt their population so much, they wanted people then to start having more than one again, and then they just did the same propaganda for that. All right. I watched a commercial over the weekend when I was just trying to enjoy Thanksgiving and watching football, okay? And guys, and it felt so creepy. And this is about giving babies boosters and vaccines, okay, for COVID. And it was set up. It reminded me of what I thought was a tremendous ad, the old Michelin ad where it had babies riding in tires.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it would say, because there's a lot riding on your tires.
Right.
And this I thought, that's brilliant. Yep. But anyway, but this was creepy. So it shows all these beautiful pictures of all these babies. And I'm paraphrasing, but this was the voiceover. You'll do anything to protect your child. Beautiful baby, beautiful baby. Mama with a baby. Your child is a treasure. And all the things you do to protect your child. Yes, yes, that's right. I would do anything to protect my child. Now such and such booster available now for children of all ages. Just one more thing you can do to protect that child. And all these pictures of babies, I thought, man, what wicked propaganda. This is that garbage propaganda from all the over. And this is the kind of stuff that makes us feel creepy. And that you want me to be giving my child, a kid, a baby, these things when you look at the dangers to children and the numbers are so minuscule. But what it is they're trying to guilt us and scare us into doing something they want us to do. Mm-hmm. Now, it could be as simple as I got a bunch of boosters and I want to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
And it could just be that. But it could be all kinds of weird things. But when you're familiar with how propaganda from tyrannical governments and overreaching people, how it operates, and you see one,
no.
It makes you kind of suspect because they're clearly trying to play to your emotions and play to fear to get you to do something that you really don't want to do.
Yeah.
But see, they conveniently leave out. Now, it would be helpful if they said, now, of course, this could also be a risk to your baby to actually give them these things. Mm-hmm. You know, they leave that part out, you know, and as if there's no possibility of bad side effects at all. It's just creepy.
We've got one other Fauci note here before we move on.
Yeah.
We don't have audio for it, but we'll read it to you.
And remember,
pretty interesting.
Yeah, he didn't politicize it. It was the evil Republicans and conservatives that politicized it. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
And then transparency would have been a big help in this. And I don't know, so it came from somewhere. So if you don't believe it came from the lab, which is a possible logical explanation, Rick, you have to go back to the bat sandwich theory, mm-hmm. which I'm saying I think is a long shot because they've been eating bats over there for a long time. So why now?
Right. So here is why Fauci has lost credibility for videos like this.
and audio, and we all just need him to retire and go on. But here he is contradicting himself, not other people.
Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better.
And masks are protective. And
but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
You do not need to wear a mask indoors if, in fact, you've been vaccinated. Good that you're vaccinated, but in a situation where you have people indoors, particularly crowded, you should wear a mask.
So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask. If, in fact, you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you are protected, and you do not need to wear a mask outdoors or indoors.
That is hilarious.
There you go.
That is hilarious. Thank you, Emma.
It's it. So,
Fauci.
I think that it, just like you're seeing with 5A, what you're seeing now is people. I don't know if these people don't know. Everybody's got a breaking point, even under communist reign. Okay. The Chinese are now staging massive protests because of continued COVID lockdowns by the country.
Can I say one more thing about Fauci?
Yeah.
If these news programs are so dedicated to journalism, why didn't they bring on Rand Paul? They didn't have to have a debate. He could have been the next segment or vice versa. Hear both sides of the story. But no, this was a bowing to Fauci on the way out.
Well, they did just what they did, what Twitter was doing. They picked winners and losers.
Yep.
You don't get to see the debate. Remember, we took doctors who, by the way, were 100%. McCullough was 100% right when he said, when the variant started, the vaccine is now obsolete. The vaccine would help you with the original, whatever it was called.
We're calling it Alpha.
Alpha.
But
once we went to Delta, remember he said, it can't make that adjustment. And he gave us the analogy of a football team where, you know, it's
– And then Omicron was a whole nother animal.
He said, as these variants go, the vaccines are not going to be able to keep up with them because the vaccine's designed to go stop one variant.
Right.
It's not designed to stop multiple variants. And he told everybody that, and he was not allowed to be interviewed by anybody other than people they deemed to be untrustworthy.
We were going to have him on.
And you were banned.
But they had threatened to pull our podcast off.
Right.
If we did it. So. Right.
Yeah, so that's not really journalism. That's not us trying to get to the bottom of it. But I'm saying I think Americans are not going to be told. Some of you are still living in terror, and that's your own business, as long as you don't make me live the same way, is that when you have the Chinese, like we just saw on that video, saying that we're done with COVID lockdowns, and they're protesting against a tyrannical communistic government, everybody has a point where they're going, we're done with this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to learn, as we said early on, of course, we were ostracized for that. We've got to learn to live with it because it's another virus now and it's going to be around and all the different variants and it'll keep on hanging out. But it's going to get to the point where it's like somebody's got the flu, somebody's got COVID, somebody's got pneumonia, somebody's got whatever. It's just on the list now.
Well, you know why,
you can't shut the whole world down over the possibility of getting sick.
You know why we're going to have it? Because the vaccine has not eradicated it, or nor will it.
Mm-mm.
It's not like the smallpox or, you know, any of those vaccines we got as kids that were worthwhile because they did away with the disease.
I had probably the most level-headed email but right before we left for Thanksgiving break from a doctor that I just said, look, because he was asking what we'd said, and I said, this is what we'd said. And it was the most level-headed response. And I said, I wish that's the way we had been talking about it all along. And he basically said, yes, people have negative reactions to the vaccines. We shouldn't act like that's not true. It's not a lot, but it did happen. But then we act like it's not happening, so that made it look shady. If you are a perfectly healthy person with a good immune system, you probably don't need any of this stuff. If you're not, you probably do.
Yeah.
The shot could help you. Our treatments could help you. But if you're perfectly healthy, you probably don't need any of it.
Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba's in Ohio.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Hello there, Rick and Bubba, inviting you to join us right here tomorrow for a brand new Rick and Bubba show.
Rick, it will be a big and busy show. We're still crammed full of turkey, but we'll be here to bring you the headlines and do it with a laugh.
Your phone calls, 866-WE-BE-BIG, and the Will of Meat back this week could happen tomorrow.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.